This is WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm VJ, your host, and you're listening to Sample Space, celebrating the use of samples in dance music and hip-hop. This is episode 4, PMO, Put Me On, Not Piss Me Off. Before we get started, let's hear from a PSA.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Thank you for joining me again. This is Sample Space. I'm VJ. This episode is the friend episode. Today, I'm going to be celebrating a bunch of my influences. Sampling is a medium in which you're very much wearing your influences on your sleeve. You're taking a piece of music that somebody else has made, and you're saying, I really like this. This has really influenced me. And so you're being vulnerable in that way. And so today, I kind of want to embrace that doctrine by talking about and embracing a bunch of the people who influenced me, a bunch of my friends. So all of the episodes that you're going to hear throughout this episode were put on to me by some of my beautiful, amazing friends. For the first one, we've got a song and sample from my friend and roommate, Oliver Jones. I love this guy. Can't say enough about this guy. Oliver Jones, or Ollie, he's a very steadfast, strong-willed person, very stylish guy. I've learned a lot about different things in living with this guy for a little under 2 semesters. A big thing is I've learned that sometimes I have to stand up for myself. You know, as somebody who was like meek earlier in my life, I don't always know like when I can really show my voice. And Oliver's somebody who's really good at doing that. Not in a bad way, but he's just like, he knows what he likes and he knows what he wants and he's not afraid to show that. And so I've learned that from him. So he put me onto this song, SLD, Quiet Storm Hour, by E. Jones. It's like a really hypnotic, hip-hop type beat. And it samples this song called A Quiet Place by Take Six, which is a choral group. It's a really cool sample. For a lot of these songs, I'm just going to be playing the song itself without playing any samples because I just want to get in a bunch of songs from a bunch of different friends. But this one is so cool that I thought I should play it. So this one's going to be A Quiet Place by Take Six, and that goes into SLD, Quiet Storm Hour by E. Jones. And these were provided to me by my great friend, Oliver Jones.
Quiet place, I face a new day with love for all mankind.
My stomach's been grumbling, but help has arrived. My main man, Mookie, has saved the day. Straight from Sal's famous pizzeria down the block. Speaking to the mic, Mookie.
Come on now, don't be shy. Hey, this smells good. Now, this is your love daddy talking. Starving like Marvin. Go ahead and talk to the people.
All right, Mr. Love Daddy, I'd like to dedicate the next record to my heart and soul. Tina.
All right, let me play this record while I go to work on my chicken parmigiana hero with extra cheese and extra sauce. Hey, all right, here you go. And keep the change.
Thank you, guys. That one was A Quiet Place by Take Six into SLD. by, what's his name, E. Jones. Those are from my good friend Ollie. I asked him what I was listening to the other day. We were playing Super Smash Brothers, shout out. Because, you know, at this age, in this year, we gotta be too proud to use Shazam. In this show, we're against using Shazam. You know, you gotta be vulnerable. You gotta be vulnerable and ask your friend what song they're playing, you know? Psych them up. Don't be afraid to glaze. You know, vulnerability is the foundation for every intimate relationship. And that's something that I've learned from a lot of these people coming up in the show. In the next one, we've got a cool sample that you might not know from, like, this genre, this band. It's a sample used by Wilco, you know, the dad rock, 90s dad rock band. And they sampled a little drum snippet from NWA, which is, you know, sort of a two very disparate, maybe genres, characters there. But yeah, this one goes out to my great girlfriend, Greta. She put me on to Wilco. She's put me onto so much great music. She's a really cool, alternative, esoteric person. Yeah. So this one's going to be NWA's Dope Man into Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco. I'm only going to play a little bit of the NWA song because it's not that good and I don't really care about that. But yeah.
Man, I need something, man. I need a 20, man.
What you got, man?
I got this rope chain, man.
And this shit look like that gold on the road shit from the swap meet.
It's real, man.
This shit ain't real, man. You better get the fuck out of here and come back with some money, man.
Come on, man. Be cool, man.
Y'all Mexicans always come with this shit.
Covers.
I'm receiving a call in from a frequent listener, my dad. He says that he introduced me to Wilco. Now, I don't remember this, but I'm going to take his word for it. He says that there's a picture on our mantle in our living room of he and my mother at their first Wilco show, and it changed their lives. So, you know, shout out Wilco, shout out my dad, shout out Greta, all good things. But I don't think he's right, though. I don't think he's right. I don't remember that. Anyway, next we've got two of my favorite Smash Brothers doubles partners. Got Will Diekman and Darius Funkhauser. Darius is my roommate, and Will is my fifth roommate because he's there so often. These guys are both really cool, both really nice guys. Will has probably liked every single cat reel on Instagram.com. If you've seen it, he's seen it, he's liked it, he knows it, better than you do. He probably knows the cat's name. Shout out Uncle Bao. Darius, one of the funniest guys I know. He's influenced, back to the theme of influence, he's influenced like half the lingo in our friend group. Anything he says is funny. So shout out to these two guys. They put me on. Will showed me the song I Remember by DEADMAU5. It's a really cool one. It's like 10 minutes long, so sadly I can't play the whole thing. But it's like, it's again, it's really hypnotic. It's like kind of more traditional, like electronic music techno, which I've been kind of hesitant towards. But this one's really good. And then after that, it's going to be Sailin' the South by DJ Screw. DJ Screw, super influential. The namesake of, you know, Chopped and Screwed within, you know, hip hop beat producing. And it's going to be Sailin' the South by DJ Screw. It's a really grimy, gritty, Southern Houston hip-hop song. Really good. The sample's really good as well, but in the interest of time, I'm just going to play the song itself. So it's going to be I Remember by DEADMAU5 into Sailin' the South by DJ Screw.
Take it. What's up, H-Town? Southside? Know what I'm saying? Just screwing here, hollering at my G's and players. Know what I'm saying? While I'm drinking syrup. What's up?
Sorry guys, little sneak peek for the next song there. But that was I Remember by deadmau5 and Sail in the South by DJ Screw, provided to me by my friends Will and Darius. Next, we've got some songs from Miss Esoteric herself, Miss Toe Shoes, Miss Blade Enthusiast, Miss Stylish, Miss Matcha Drinker. This is for my friend Cece. Don't tell her this. She doesn't know this, but she's really cool. She's influenced me a lot. I think she's helped me to like branch out with things, with my music, with my style. I looked up to her in that way. She's somebody that I would Shazam because I don't want to give her the satisfaction of asking for a song. But anyway, regardless. It's going to be Like Making Love by Roberta Flack, which is a nice, like, old, like, poppy little ballad, like, soul R&B ballad. And that's sampled by Super Shy and Feel Like Making Love, again, featuring Roberta Flack. So this is, like, a really direct copy sample. The only thing that changes, really, is, like, the tempo, and they added a four-on-the-floor bass pattern, which is, you know, that's just how it goes with a lot of dance music and hip-hop music. But I'm playing the full one because this is a good one, and because she deserves it. So this one's for Cece. It's going to be Feel Like Making Love two times, but they're different songs. Welcome back. That was Feel Like Making Love Two Times. The first one by Roberta Flack. The second one a sample by Super Shy. That one was kind of a hard choice because a lot of the music that I listen to is from my friend Cece. But shout out. To next, we've got a pair of some really nice people, really great, really charismatic, sweet people. We've got a song from my friend Luz Mary, one of the most hardworking people that I know. It's like a joke among the people that I hang out with. Like, she is just so hardworking, always locked in, always down to mow. And then my friend and roommate Caleb, really nice guy, super charismatic, can come into any room and instantly, you know, just be a star, make everybody's day better. So from these friends, we have got, what is it? It's Oh Honey by Delegation, which is like a nice old cute R&B soul poppy track. It's like really actually frequently sampled. Luz Mary sent it to me like for that reason. But I don't really like the songs that it sampled. Like there's a Kali Uchi song. There's an Ice Cube song. I couldn't find one that I really liked, but I really like the song itself. And then from Caleb, I have this like kind of drum and bassy song from this artist, Dr. Gabba. It's like the most Caleb song ever. I found this from like his AirBuds. I don't really like AirBuds, but I use it. I feel like it kind of influences me in a way that I don't like, where I catch myself listening to music in a way that's like performative, which I hate. I hate that. I hate when I feel like dissuaded or persuaded from listening to or not listening to specific music based on, you know, my perceived altness or norminess to like whatever group of people. I hate stuff like that. You know, it's been kind of an exercise for me, like having AirBuds, knowing that people can see it and like trying to be sincere, authentic to myself regardless. It's good because I don't know, like as a social media site, like there's obviously always, influence, you know, there's always posturing associated with having a digital image. And so, you know, you have to keep yourself in check. You have to make sure that, what you're putting out is authentic to you to some degree, but it's hard, it's weird. Anyway, I'll stop my spiel. Shout out AirBuds, but like not really though. It's gonna be Oh Honey by Delegation and Plasma by Dr. Gabba.
class bus has stolen everyone's piano. And he has locked himself inside his giant palace, setting coordinates, approaching Plasma's piano palace.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us now, this is Sample Space. I'm your host, VJ, DJ VJ. Next, we've got a couple very different songs. The first one, it goes out to my good friend, Farrah Miley. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but, you know, it's the Russian pop song. You know, it's the Russian pop song. It's by Cerebro. The name has, like, a C and then, like, a pi symbol. I don't know. But Farrah's one of my close friends. Hung out with her a lot over the summer. Shout out. And then after that, I've got one for my good friend Charlie Barker, one of the smartest guys I know. Super sweet, super articulate. We're both really big fans of Drake, but, you know, the alt, esoteric, indie Drake. Not just your average Drake. So it's going to be TSU, which has, like, a DJ Screw feature at the beginning, as we previously mentioned. But these ones go out to my friends Farah and Charlie. So it's the song I don't know how to say because it's in Russian by Cerebro, and TSU by Drizzy Drake.
What's up, ladies? Swoosh your house, baby. What's up to all the ladies on the north side, south side, east side, west side? What's up in Bay City? What's up to all the ladies in Louisiana? What's up to all the ladies in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Marshall, Prairieview, it's going down, Warden County, Texas City, H-Town, baby. TSU ladies.
She moved out of state and shit then went left. She's seeking forgiveness. She used to dance, but she went alone and start up a business. Her daddy is not around. Her mama is not around. I watch her climb to the top of the pole and then get it sliding down. I make it rain in this bitch. I make it snow in this bitch. She tryna get out of the mix. Shawty is going legit. Shawty is going legit. Me, I'm supporting this shit. This is a story, it came from my life, and I'm just recording this shit. I'ma just give it to you direct instead of me throwing this shit. You know you important this shit. You know I'm supporting this shit. We used to do pornos when you would come over, but now you got morals and shit. I got like four on the wrist and an adorable kid. I got a Drake in the studio, and I don't just mean that I'm in this bitch. Please make the most of this shit. Don't just come close to some shit. I give you this bread, you run me some head, and then you go glow up a bit. She moved out of state and shit then went left. She's seeking forgiveness. She used to dance, but she went alone and start up a business. Her daddy is not around. Her mama is not around. I watch her climb on the top of the pole and then get I make it rain in this bitch. I make it snow in this bitch. She tryna get out of the mix. Shawty is going legit. Shawty is going legit. Me, I'm supporting this shit. This is a story, it came from my life, and I'm just recording this shit. But daddy is not around, mama is definitely not around. She got a business plan, but she just ain't had time to write it down. Stay with her sister now, she got a man, but he out of town. Soon as he out of town, they hop in his whip and they ride around. I watch her climb to the top of the pole and then get to sliding, sliding. Thought about trapping a player before, but that just ain't right, right. Look in the mirror if you wanna look at some things on the bright side. You pop a 325, you feeling too good to worry tonight. She moved out of state and shit then went left. She's seeking forgiveness. She used to dance, but she went alone and start up a business. Her daddy is not around. Her mama is not around. I watch her climb on the top of the pole and then get to I make it rain in this bitch. I make it snow in this bitch. She tryna get out of the mix. Shawty is going legit. Shawty is going legit. Me, I'm supporting this shit. This is a story, it came from my life, and I'm just recording. Hey, black boxes with the bone rolls. Zara Hills bound to get you Zara toes. Back the thing up, it's a wild load, shawty. I don't even know where the time goes, shawty. Know you got some brand new life goals. Baby blue, but you and not a baby. I know, shawty. I know. So why you gotta be so hard-headed? Why you wanna ask, girl, you know what I did. Acting like you don't already know what that is. Baby, just relax, I'm on your side. I will not discuss it with nobody. Neither of our past about to go away. You made me forget about it anyway. I know, black boxes with the bone rolls. Little side hustle with the fashion old. Know we both came from a broken home, shawty. Mom and daddy didn't really get along, shawty. Heard you got some brand new life goals. Baby blue, but you are not a baby. I know, shawty. I know, no, 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 no.
That was Cerebro. No, wait, what was it? I can't remember. It was, yeah, it was Cerebro, followed by Drizzy Dre with TSU. Next, to ride this out, we got a song request by my friend Jeremy, Germ. We used to bond a lot over loving Kanye West, but can't really do that anymore. You know, a lot, the impetus of the show was really like me finding out about, you know, a lot of the sample use from Kanye West. He was such a prolific producer. I was such a big fan. And, you know, years ago I would, you know, when he was just in his bipolar era, before he was, like, truly an anti-Semite freak, I would advocate for him, and he made me feel stupid. So I think he really serves as a warning for when you don't have, like, real, true, sincere friends around you, friends who will tell you when you're wrong. He has yes men around him now, and that's really sad. But he uses this really cool sample, Mystery of Love, by Mr. Fingers on his song Fade from his outstanding album, Life of Pablo. But yeah, this is going to be the end of the show. Sample Space, thank you for listening. This is Mystery of Love. I'm VJ, your host. Goodbye.